Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Jai Ho Rad Humadhova Kunda Bihati. Gopi Jana Panaba Hiribaro Dahuti. Gopi Jana Balaba Kiribhara Dhagudi. Yasoda Nanana Brada Jana Nanna Huna. So Raja Janurana Huna. Yamuna Tera Panachari. Yamuna Tera Panachari. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Gopi Jana Bhanaba Hiribaru Dahuti. Gopi Jana Bhanaba Hiribaru Dahuti. Yasoda Nandana Prajadana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Prajadana Ranjana. Jabuna Tera Manachare. Yamuna te Ravana Chaldi. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Madhava Kunda Bihari.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahansa. Also Tera Sitashi Shima. Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Huiras Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kujai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannathasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Talasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Friend Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 16th chapter, text 61. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Right. Ya etat sangsmaran marchas tubyang mad anushasanam kirtayan ubayo sanjo na yujmat Boyam apnuyat Yahitat song smaran marachas Tubyam madanu shashanam Kirtayan ubayo sandhyo Nayusmat bayam apnuyat Yahitat sama Yahitat songsmaran marchas Tubhyam madanu shashanam Kirtayan ubayo sandhyor Nayusmat bayam apnuyat Yahitat songsmaren marchas Tubhyamananu shasanam Kirtayanu vaiho sandhyor Nayujmat bhayam apnuyat. Okay. Anyone want to try? Yahitat samsmaran marchas
Tubhyam madanushasanam
Kirtayanu
vayo
sandhyor
Nayusmat bhayam apnuyat
Yahitat samsmaran
marchas
Tubhyam madanushasanam
All right. Yaha. Who? Etat. This. Songsmaret. Remembers. Marchaha. A mortal. Tubyam. To you. Mat. My. Anushasanam. Command. Kirtihan, chanting. Ubayoho, at both. Sandyoho, junctures of the day. Na, not. Yushmat, from you. Boyham, fear. Apnuyat obtains. Okay, so translation. If a mortal being attentively remembers my command to you to leave Vrindavan and go to the ocean and narrates this account at sunrise and sunset, he will never be afraid of you. So you can repeat. If a mortal being attentively remembers my command to you to leave Vrindavan and go to the ocean and narrates this account at sunrise and sunset, he will never be afraid of you. So, there's no purport by the followers of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, but I'm going to read the purports written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, "May my fame of being punished by placing your feet," let's see, "may my fame of punishing," actually the editing is wrong, "but placing your feet on my head remain as long as the sun and moon endure." That's actually, that would be, oh, that was Kaliya's mentality. "Because of the statement, you will no longer have fear of snakes. This verse should be considered a mantra to ward off snake bites." Actually, the editing here is not so good. It says snake bits, but anyway. "There is another mantra in the Rig Veda. Ya yuna rede hi so vato yo narayana vahana yati kalika dantashyati kakalikad boyam janma bhumi parikranto nirvisho yati kalikaha." Interesting. It means the same thing. And Srila Jiva Goswami comments, "The person who, while glorifying at the two sanjas," and actually, there's a comment here, it should be San Ya Yoho instead of San Yoho. Interesting. A linguistic comment. "Remembers just my command to leave given to you what to speak of the pastimes in the water, and that person becomes free of fear. The last two lines of verse 60 and this verse are a mantra to ward off snakes. There is another mantra in the Rig Veda." Wow, this is interesting. It's the same mantra, but anyway, but it refers to the Yamuna River. Anyway, it's interesting. It's in the Rig Veda, and it actually refers to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. It's not much known by people. So the mantra is, "He who carries the Lord appeared in a lake in the Yamuna. There may be fear of Kalika, the snake Kaliya, or his servant. But Kaliya left the birthplace of the Lord, and it became free of poison." That's from the Rig Veda, Rig Kila 14.4. It's interesting. Sanatana Goswami comments, "The person who, while glorifying at the two sanjas," and he also makes the linguistic correction, Sandhya Yoho instead of Sandhyo, remembers and glorifies just my command to leave, which has been given to you, what to speak of the pastimes in the water, becomes free of fear. Or sanja can refer to the period between summer and monsoon, when the snakes first come out of their hole, and to the period between monsoon and winter, when they enter their holes. There is fear of snakes because they are angry from hunger or pain." So in other words, that's the time when the snakes are most venomous and dangerous. "Thus a person who hears this story will not have fear of pain or hunger." That's another way of taking it. Okay, so let's go back to the verse again. Yahitat sangsmaren marchas tubhyam man anushasanam kirtayanubayo sandhyor nayusmat vayam apnuyat. So, omagana timidanda shaganjana shalakaya chakshuran meditam yena tasmai shigurave namaha. So, what I'm going to talk about is the category in which this verse is, or it is in a specific category. And this is the category we call Shruti Pala. For those of you who don't know what that means the fruit of hearing. And I was thinking about all these different verses that give us the fruit of hearing. Put that away. There's, in other words, you get a benediction from hearing a particular part of the Vedic literatures. And I was thinking that, that actually the Vedic literatures are full of these different fruits of hearing, beginning with the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, there were quotes from the Rig Veda there too. But in the Bhagavad Gita, you have this Shruti Pala. Usually it occurs at the end of a particular segment of the Vedic literatures, but sometimes it occurs in the beginning, which I'm going to make reference to in a second. So at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, you have the Shruti Pala, which is Yatra Yageshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Danurja Dadaha Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So the translation of that is, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. So that's a benediction that if you worship Krishna, then you're going to have all sorts of material benefits as well as spiritual benefits. It's interesting. Of course, we're interested in spiritual benefits or spiritual opulences. And those opulences, even in this world, when they're used in Krishna's service, are actually spiritual. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, there's actually two Shruti Palas in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, there's more than two, sorry. Practically at the end of many chapters, the Shruti Palas. But the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the Shruti Pala, which is really interesting. Which is the fourth verse in the first chapter of the 10th canto. And it's a famous verse, which I've cited many times. Nivritta tarshar upagiyamanat pavoshido shotru mano bilamat ka uttama shloka gunanava vadat puman vidajeta vina pashugnat. And this is translated as follows. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system, that is, conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. And then, here's the benediction. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So many times these benedictions contain with them also a curse or a negative part. So it's like the story of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, that whole story. It says that one who actually hears this story and relishes the story of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill will never have any fear of snakes. But then there's the curse that if someone doesn't worship Govardhan properly, he will be bitten by the snakes at Govardhan. So you have this like, sort of like a positive side and a negative side. And so this is like psychology, a certain type of psychology, Skinnerian psychology. If you do this, you get this, and if you don't do it, you'll get that. And then later on in the 10th canto, the end of the 10th canto, there's the actual Shruti Pala for the whole 10th canto, which is an interesting verse. It's the 50th text and the 90th chapter, which is the last chapter of the 10th canto, and this goes as follows. This is a beautiful verse. And the Acharyas actually come in. I wanted to read the Acharyas commentaries on this. So it goes, Marchastyanu Savam Editaya Mukunda Srimat Kata Shavana Kirtana Chintayati Toddhamadushtara Kirtanta Javapavargam.
Gramad vanam kshiti bujopi yayur yad artaha.
By regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda, with ever-increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane homes and took to the forest. And this is actually taken from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, but it's written by the followers of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, this verse is the Pala Shruti. And sometimes they say Pala Shruti or Shruti Pala. You know, they reverse the two words. So it's the 50th text in the last chapter of the 10th canto. It's actually the last text in the 10th canto. So, the promise of success given to one who hears it. The process of devotional service begins with hearing topics about the Supreme Lord. When one has heard these topics properly, he can then proceed to chant them for others' benefit and reflect on their significance. This leads to faithful adherence to the principles of devotional service, which culminates in absolute faith in Lord Krishna. So sometimes devotees ask the question, how does one gain faith? Because many times I've spoken and Prabhupada has spoken about the necessity of faith to acquire the other qualities in devotional service. You know, there's the famous verse, you know, Utsahan Nishtiyad Daryat, of course. Determination, which I translate Nishtiyad as determination. And also it's connected with faith, too, or confidence. Confidence, in other words, one is completely confident, which means one has complete faith in the words of Krishna. Therefore, one gets determined. And so, utsahan, enthusiasm. So enthusiasm doesn't come from the body. At least spiritual enthusiasm doesn't come from the body. Like some devotees would tell me that when they went on Sankirtan, if they ate a lot of sweets, they become more enthusiastic. Of course, then they would crash after that too. Or enthusiasm doesn't come just from some mental adjustment. Enthusiasm comes from the conviction, Shradas Shabde Vishas Shakahe, Sujrita Drita Nishya, the conviction that this is real, Krishna consciousness is real. And the words of the acharyas are real, and the words of the Vedic literatures are real. So if one has that complete conviction, regardless of what sort of mental condition or physical condition one is in, one will be enthusiastic. One will just push through it. Like you see, Prabhupada was always enthusiastic in spite of being advanced in age and actually being subject, at least physically, to so many reverses or so many problems or so many pains in the body. Prabhupada always maintained his enthusiasm up to the very end, even lying in his bed as he was getting ready to leave this world because of this complete conviction. And also, Prabhupada's coming to the West was evidence of Prabhupada's complete conviction, complete faith in the words of his spiritual master. I mean, Prabhupada, one of the verses that actually inspired Prabhupada very much was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's last verse of the Shikshashtika of Guru Vashtika, Yasha Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, Yasha Prasada Nagati Katopi. That's one thing that inspired Prabhupada. And then another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Budhirekeha Kurinandana, in which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that one point of determination is one point in fulfilling the order of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada took those two verses as practically his, let's say, his guidance in life. I think it's a fancy word, leitmotif, anyway, for those of you who know foreign languages. Anyway, he took it as actually what guided him in all of his activities, that complete faith in the spiritual master, And because he had that complete conviction, he was enthusiastic. And also, you know, obviously he's connected to Krishna and seeing Krishna everywhere. And but the conviction, just like the another verse that illustrates this is, was it, Yasha Devi Pura Bhaktir, Yata Devi Tata Kuru Tashaite Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. One who has complete faith in the spiritual master, complete faith in the Vedic literatures, all the truths are revealed to one. So it's extremely, extremely important. And so, anyway, so the point I'm getting to, where does this complete faith come from, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? It comes, I'll read again, when one has heard these topics properly, he can then proceed to chant them for others' benefit and reflect on their significance. So in other words, you hear the topics from the 10th canto properly from the proper person, and then you're supposed to reflect and discuss on the significance. That means significance means not just that they are true, but how they apply to your own life. You know, application again. And then he says, this leads to faithful adherence to the principles of devotional service. Wow. Which culminates in absolute faith in Lord Krishna. So, of course, this is written by the followers of Srila Prabhupada, but this is a paraphrase of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, which culminates in absolute faith in Lord Krishna. Such perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service. This is really a powerful statement. So again, what is faith? Faith is complete trust. According to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Shraddhasrabde Vishashakahe Sudrida Nishya, faith is complete trust that doing what Krishna wants, which means what the spiritual master wants, everything will be accomplished. That's what faith is. Faith doesn't mean to believe in the existence of something. That's not faith, according to the definition of Shraddha. And actually, let me just define the word Shraddha anyway, because we usually translate the word Shraddha as faith, but the word Shraddha is composed of two parts, Shrak and Da, which basically means one is given one's heart completely. So it's not really the word, English word faith is not an adequate translation of the word Shraddha. It's definitely not. It means one is, it basically means vyavasayatmika buddhir, akeha, one is one-pointed, one has 100% trust, one is completely surrendered, which Lord Chaitanya lists as, you know, accepting everything favorable, the manifestation is rejecting everything unfavorable, understanding the Lord is always protecting one, understand the Lord is always maintaining one. Of course, that doesn't mean one is foolish, that one goes out in public without a mask or doesn't take adequate precautions, because the Lord's protection is also giving you the intelligence on how to protect yourself too. So try to understand. The Lord protects you by giving you matak smriti or jnanam apovanam, by giving you intelligence properly. And then ultimately to have no separate interests other than the interest of the Lord and to always be meek and humble. And you see these qualities were manifest in Prabhupada. So that's the direct evidence that someone has faith. Again, just to reiterate, faith means complete trust, but the evidence of that is the six surrendering principles of Sharanagati. So here the statement is, such perfect faith, I'm reading this again because it's really an amazing realization, gives one the right. So here we're talking about right. Yesterday we talked about that too, in the day before my mother-in-law was talking, or I asked her a question about that. Right, the translation of right in Sanskrit is adhikar. Now, generally you say someone's adhikar, that means they're married. But that means they have the right. Like if you say someone is so-and-so das adhikar, they have a right to associate with their wife and they have a right to have children. And the sannyasi doesn't have that adhikar. Which is actually kind of funny. Nor does the brahmachari have that adhikara. That's why someone marries called so-and-so das adhikari. Because that's a right. He's given certain rights. And last night we were reading in our Bhagavad Gita discussion that there's danger even on the royal road. Remember that? We were reading that last night. So one may have a right to do something, but you can actually misuse that right. Just like if you have a driver's license, you have a right to drive, but you're going to misuse that particular right. Or, as they say when you're taking driver's ed, you can be right in terms of you have the right of way, but if you're not a defensive driver, you could be dead right. You remember that? They get driving like that. It's called defensive driving. So, such perfect faith, I'm just repeating these words because I'm just so enamored with them, attached to them, in ecstasy, read them. Such perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service. So that's the adhikar. Right there. Perfect faith. Because one has perfect faith, one will control the senses, one will be enthusiastic. Just, I know I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. One will be determined, and one will be patient. Because you have trust. And Krishna says, Ashradanana purusha dharma shasha prantapa aprapyamam nivartante amritu samsaravartmani. That's a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. And he says, those who don't have faith, and of course it's not an all or nothing thing. It's not an all or nothing thing. But it's not just, as I mentioned before, it's not just faith that Krishna exists. Like we say to Christians who come and preach to us, and they say, you just have to believe in the Lord and you'll be saved. And we say, no. That's nonsense. Of course, don't say, use the word nonsense. But we say nonsense because the criminals believe in the police. They certainly believe the police exist, I hope. Not I hope. Otherwise, I mean, they'd be caught all the time. And so that doesn't make them honest people. That doesn't make them law-abiding citizens. So one has to actually believe that to follow Jesus Christ is religion. And what are Jesus Christ's injunctions? One should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And also do unto others. Anyway, there's all sorts of things like that. So perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service. So we should question, do we have perfect faith? Do we trust implicitly? And if we don't give up. Then we go back to previously in this purport. When you chant, when one has heard these topics properly, he can then proceed to chant them for others' benefit and reluctant. This leads to faithful adherence. So in other words, another verse like this, very similar. Nashta prayeshu abhidreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. That if one regular attendance in Bhagavatam class, and then all the inauspicious, but regular attendance, that means daily attendance in Bhagavatam, probably translated as Bhagavatam class, but it's actually two things that are connected with that verse. By rendering service to a Bhagavat, a pure devotee, and also regularly hearing Bhagavatam, then all the inauspicious things in one's heart become destroyed almost to nil. And so that's how one gets perfect faith. So anyway, and in due course of time, return to one's eternal spiritual life in one of the Lord's personal domains. So here's the key to going back to Godhead. You have to hear regularly. There's no other way. Humbly offering his comments on the 10th canto of the lotus feet of his worshipful Lord, Srila Vishwanath Thakur prays, Madgatirapi Gopala, Sri Kuryat Kripaya Yadi, Tadaiva Sam Paya Pitwa. If Lord Gopal mercifully accepts the cows of my words, then his dear devotees may enjoy the pleasure of drinking their milk, the nectar produced from them. So in other words, the hearing process is full of benedictions. And whether or not there are explicitly stated Shruti phalas or benedictions or fruits of Shruti, we can understand they are inherent, the fruits of Shruti, the fruits of hearing, beginning with the holy name and also continuing with the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, and all the Vedic literatures, are real. So we should always be absorbed in transcendental sounds. And therefore, we'll be protected from snakes, from Kaliya. We'll be protected from Krishna's illusory energy, which is actually even more important than being protected from snakes. So, anyway, we'll end early. So any questions or comments about any of the points we made? Actually, it's very important points from the commentary here of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yes. Well, I think you explained it quite nicely. So the temple is made for hearing and chanting. Of course, I mean, we understand that the Kali Kalera Dhamma Krishna Nama Sankirtan, that in this age of Kali, this chanting of Krishna's name, the chanting of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions, the pure devotees' pastimes, glorification of the pure devotees, that is actually the Dharma. And also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions Ekon Dharma, the two words used. It is the one Dharma. So everything else that we do is meant, whether it's the deity worship or the gardening outside or cooking or eating prasadam, whatever, is meant to support the Dharma for this age, which is hearing and chanting. Everything is meant to support that. And without the hearing and chanting, I mean, as we know, the nine processes of devotional service begin with Shravanam and Kirtanam. Oftentimes it is mentioned that one can become perfect performing any one of the processes of devotional service, but you can't perform the other processes properly without the Shravanam and Kirtanam. You don't know how to. I mean, how do you know how to perform those processes? How do you know who you're doing it for? It's like it's described in the nutshell verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which I'm very fond of quoting. Anyabhi lashita shunyam gyana karman avritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutamam. It's not enough, going to the positive qualities mentioned in that verse, it's not enough simply to do what Krishna wants. Because Rupa Goswami is defining pure devotional service in three different ways. One is to do what Krishna wants. Another one is to be active at it. You know, don't be procrastinating. And the other one is to do it with love. So love cannot arise unless one knows and hears about the beloved. Just like right now we're dealing with some devotee who is communicating with the idea of getting married later on, and there's some separation because of the wonderful coronavirus, and you know, people are they can't travel from one country to another. So there's a lot of communication, and sometimes I, as a sannyasi, get bewildered how much people can communicate when they're engaged, and also how little they communicate after they get married. But hey, that's another subject matter. So, because you have to hear, just like practically, Sorry for that example if I'm upsetting anybody. So how do you develop a relationship? You know, you have to discuss things, hear about someone, hear what their likes and dislikes, and then all of a sudden attachment arises. It's not that you can actually develop a deep relationship. I mean, sure, they can be infatuation. Sure, you know, like the acharyas say, you know, let me be attracted to Krishna like a young boy is naturally attracted to a young girl. But to actually have a relationship is something different. You know, infatuation means I want to use you. That's what infatuation means. It's not that, because I'm not me, I'm a sannyasi. So let's refer to other people. Infatuation means the other person simply sees the other person like a plate of sweet rice. Or, let's see, for me, quinoa. A plate of... What else would it be? What? A Greek salad. A fruit salad, okay. Or a mango. Just like I was talking to one of the devotees who's in India, it's mango season, and I mentioned this before in class. And I told him if he eats too many mangoes, he'll get mango poisoning. And he almost had a heart attack when he heard that. He said, oh, my life is useless. So generally, you know, so infatuation between two people means I want to use you to please my senses. You know, love at first sight means use. Object, you know, the person's object, not a subject. You know, so people may come to the temple. It's the same thing. Oh, if I worship Krishna, use him, I get this, I get that, you know. Chatur Bidha Bhajanti Mam, which is actually similar to that. But when you hear more and more about Krishna, then you develop a relationship with Krishna. And then when you develop a relationship, you have faith in the person. And when you have faith in the person, that's, just reiterate, that's the adhikar. So therefore, and then another verse in the Bhagavatam, dharma swanishtita pumsam vishvakshena katasya notpadayed yadiratim shrama evi kabalam. That even if you're doing everything properly and you're not developing a taste for hearing and chanting, you're simply wasting your time anyway, or spinning your wheels. We have to end right now. So, greeting the deities. I have to put this on the screen. Share the screen.
Namaham Bhajami Govinda. Arahe Krishna Gohulai
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramacharya Osa Tellas Itashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Vakavadanda Gosami Shila Prabhupad Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupad Jai Ananta Goti Moishnav Vrindi Jai Namacharya Shila Vidas Thakur Jai Friends say, oh, Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Gadara, Shri Vasubhu, Vakta, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Govinda, Sayam Kundradakunda, Kiri, Govardhan, Kijai, Vrindavanam, Kijai, Maturidam, Kijai, Jagadadasami, Kijai, Yamunamai, Kijai, Shrimati Lasadevi, Kijai, Sanveda Bhakta, Gaur Premananda Hari Haribo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Give me the translation. When or when in the land of Gaura Navadweep, on the banks of the Ganges, will I chant, O Radha, O Krishna? When will I wander among the creepers and trees with tears in my eyes and forget my bodily comforts? When will I be satisfied by taking some food from the untouchables who live here and there and by drinking the water of the Sarasvati? When will I roll to and fro on the banks of the river, raising an uproar of Krishna, Krishna? When will I bow down to the inhabitants of the holy land, Navadvip, and obtain a bit of their mercy? When will the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas cover my body? And when will I wear the garb of an avaduta? When will I see the inhabitants of Gauda and Navadvip as non-different from the inhabitants of Braja Vrindavan? And when shall I too become a Brajavasi? When shall I see the true form of the transcendental realm opening before my eyes? And when will I become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani? Bhaktivinoda Kurki Jai. Okay, just see if there's any questions also. Let me just go back to my studio.
So, we gave everyone a darshan. So I did not mention, which I should have mentioned, today is the appearance day of Vakeshwara Pandit. And Vakeshwara Pandit, of course, is Lord Chaitanya's associate who could dance for 72 hours, a new record. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if I had two devotees like you, Vakeshwara Pandit, then I could, like two wings, I could fly in the sky. And so he was very, very dear, and he had one of the dancing parties at the Rath Yatra ceremony in Jagannath Puri. So, with that in mind, we'll see if anybody has... If anybody has any questions, I have to release the people from enforced muting and allow them to unmute themselves. All right, so you are now officially allowed to unmute yourselves. So who has a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Dandavat Pranam, thank you very much.
Can anyone guess who that is? Okay, so what's the question, Nalini Kant?
Gurudev, can I ask something related to initiation, not from this topic?
Were you already initiated? You want to take sannyas?
No.
Okay, what's the question?
Gurudev, you mentioned it in your lectures previously, and I was hearing His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj's 96 initiation lecture in Fiji. And he mentioned that when one takes initiation starting bhakti, that person has already read Veda in past life and gone through, and this life he or she is meeting with the pure devotee, and that's why they are getting this chance. So I mean, I was trying to reflect on myself that I really struggle to read and remember, and a bit inconceivable for myself. So I mean, what Acharya says, what you say, and what Maharaj said, I have complete faith in it. But can you please elaborate on that for my understanding, Gurudev?
It says if one takes initiation, it means that in past lives he's gone through all the different, even when you chant Hare Krishna, it's understood like that. If one is chanting the holy names, it's understood that he's actually performed all the Vedic rituals and gone through all these different things, all the austerities, and come to the platform of being a Brahmin. So even if one hasn't in past lives done those things, then one gets advanced placement as if they had done those things when one takes initiation. It's as if one has done those things, because by the mercy of pure devotee, mercy of Lord Chaitanya, a dog can swim in ocean, a lame man can dance, and a blind man can see. So, in other words, one gets the credit of having done those things, even if one has not actually done those things. Otherwise, why would we preach? Then we'd be preaching to multi-life devotees, people who were devotees in the past. That's easy. Those are the easy fruits to pick. You understand? But yes. We're not interested in just the easy fruits. Prabhupada came and he picked the difficult fruits. So the point is we can create, like Prabhupada said, another quote is Prabhupada said, you had no good fortune, I created your good fortune.
Yes.
So, yeah, don't take those statements as an indication that you were some great like personality in your last life. Yeah, you probably passed away when a doctor was operating on you and you were meditating on a doctor. That's why you became a doctor in this life. That's a joke. Okay? All right. Who else has a question? That's your quota for today at the LeadingCon. So who else? Does anyone else have a question? Otherwise, we will end class right now. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.